All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in Mesilas Yesharim. We're actually gonna skip a couple of paragraphs, and we are on page Kuf Yud, paragraph Hey. So remember, again, still in Parak Yud Aleph, focusing on the Prati Hanikios. So remember, in this particular chapter, Ramchal is focusing on the averos that often we struggle with day in and day out, and because of the commonality, or perhaps because of how easily they are transgressible, so we often fall prey to them, and sometimes again without even knowing. So we've spoken about immorality, we've spoken about theft, we've spoken about ma'achalos asuros, right, forbidden foods, all these different kinds of things. Now we're focusing a little bit on something else. So this is page Kuf Yod, paragraph Hey. Unedabra ato ala chatoim hamedinim. Now we're going to focus on the averas that are what he calls our social averas. Social averas, that averas that often we transgress just kind of as a result of our day-to-day interactions with people. Kigom, for example, Honas Devarim. So what's Honas Devarim means literally hurting other people with words. Now, again, just to understand the etymological root of that phrase. So we all are familiar with ona, right? So financial ona means you overcharge someone. So ona'as devarim essentially means I overstep with my words, right? Ona'as mamon is I overcharge money. Ona'as devarim is I overstep with my words. So very often, again, as a result of day-to-day social interactions, we hurt people with words. Not lashon hara, not rechilos. This is simply, again, that I end up saying things that are hurtful to people. And again, the Yitzhak Onostram also, maybe I don't even realize that what it is that I'm doing is hurtful. Or, Halbanas Panim, embarrassing people. Hashlachas Ha'iver Be'itza, going ahead and giving wrongful or deleterious advice. Right, I give advice. Remember again, with me, not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of someone. I give advice that's just not good advice, or it's not good advice for the individual. See, I'll say sometimes the greatest challenge is people come to us for advice, and I tell them something, and the truth is, I tell them something because it benefits me. Right? It benefits me. Maybe it's not that it hurts them, but it's not the best move for them, it's the best move for me. That's Lifnei Iver and Eitza, Rechilos, Lashon Hara, Sina, Nekima, hatred, animosity, revenge, Shavuos, false oaths, Devar Sheker, lying, Vechil Hashem, and ultimately desecration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, what he's describing over here are averos that very often occur in the context of social relationships, right? Just day in and day out. I say things that are hurtful. I slander. I embarrass people. I give wrong advice. Kimi Yomar, page Kuf Yud Aleph. Kimi Yomar, Nikesi Mehem. Who amongst us could possibly say that we are free from any type of avera like this? Taharti me'ashman bam, ki anfeyem rabim v'dakim admaot. Asher ha'hizoher b'hem torach gadol. We'll say, see here that Ramchal is describing, who could say that they are blame-free when it comes to this particular category? In other words, inevitably. We'll say, I would venture to say that for many of us, day in and day out, there's at least one time that we say to ourselves, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. Right? And one time is a good day. Right? I shouldn't have said that. Right? Whether it's a joke, or it's a wisecrack, or it's a comment, or it's a this, or it's an eitzah that I think about, did I really tell that person something that was best for them? Or ultimately, again, was this something that was best for me? Says Ramchal, these are the challenges of everyday interpersonal interactions. And who amongst us could say that we're perfect in this area? So he goes through them now. Honas Devarim Bichlala. So I'll say, an example of Honas Devarim. Huladaber Bifnei Chaveiro Levad. Shiyevo Shmimenu. If you look at footnote 125, he says, Bifnei Chaveiro Levad. Kilomar. Amnam Eno Ma'alivo Beferush. Elazos Bilvad Huosa. Shemadaber Bifanav Devarim Hagarmim Labusha. Kishu Shom'an. So an example of Onos Devarim would be, my intention is not to embarrass someone, but I speak about something in the presence of another person that ends up embarrassing them. Again, we'll see. Malbin Pnei Chavero Brava means I intentionally embarrass someone. That's not what we're talking about. Onas Tavara means I speak about something in front of someone that's embarrassing for that individual. Whatever it might be. My intention is Lav Davka. So over here, the intention is not to embarrass. Really, it's just a lack of sensitivity. It's just a lack of sensitivity. Right? So, I go ahead and I discuss in front of someone, you know, who doesn't have children, how difficult my kids are, right? And again, these things happen all of the time, where people, my intention is not to hurt, chas b'shalom. My intention is, I'm just talking, but I have a total lack of recognition as to who I'm talking to. And as a result, there's a certain embarrassment factor. He goes on. Kol shekin ha'amira b'firush davar she'yivosh bo, o la'asos lo ma'isa she'yigrom lo she'yivosh. So we'll say, so Onastran tells me, that's what, even if I unintentionally say something in front of someone which causes them pain, this is problematic. All the more so if the intention is to embarrass. Bumashon parakazov, im haya bal tshuva, so it's an example of embarrassing someone. If someone's a bal tshuva, lo yomar lo, zuchor ma'asech aharishonim. So we'll say examples of this would be, if someone's a bal tshuva, you don't say, so tell me, no, come on, between us. How was driving on Shabbos? Right? What is that like? Right? How is that cheeseburger? What is it telling me? Like, I'm going to go through all this list of curry stuff. Tell me, what was all of that stuff like? Right? Just give me a little bit of an insight. I'm in awe of you that you were able to leave all of that stuff. Right? But tell me, this falls into both the category of Onas Devarim as well as Malbin Pnei Chavero. Another example. So that first example, says Ramchal, is an example of reminding someone of something that they did wrong. But ultimately, again, my intention is not to call them a sinner. That's not my intention. My intention is to go ahead and say, wow, you're such an incredible Baal Tshuva. Tell me about your past life. Another example. Lo yomar lo. I'm sorry. Im hayu chalo im bayim alav. If a person was stricken with illness. Lo yomar lo. Kederach sha'amru chaverav li'iov. Zecharna mihu naki avad. Well, said, this is another very interesting one. Iov's friends, when he got sick, performed a very interesting, you know, a very interesting Bikur Cholim visit. They come, they say, Iov, you know, how are you feeling? And they say, Iov, by the way, tell us, what did you do wrong? What did you do wrong? Right? Why? Because there's no such thing as illness without iniquity. No such thing as illness without sin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits something upon you, you must have done something. And Iov, whatever you did, it must have been a doozy, because look at all this stuff that's happening to you. So we'll say, now again, remember, what was the intention of Eov's friends? What was their intention? Their intention was to get him to do tshuva, meaning sincerely they felt that at the end of the day he must have done something that would warrant this. So their intention was L'shem trying to help him. But at the end of the day, says Ramchal, you don't do that. You just don't do that. And I'm about to say, you'd be surprised so many times in life when people try to help, they end up ultimately again saying and doing things that are so hurtful and so harmful. So says Ramchal again, here's another example of Ona'as Devarim. I'm suffering, and you want to go ahead and play the holier-than-thou card? Not a good idea. He goes, so we'll have to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up with this section on Monday. And I'm also, so again, just so you appreciate this, and this is really profound, that Ramchal is describing over here all of the interpersonal challenges that we encounter day in and day out in our interactions. And his point is, it's almost virtually impossible to go ahead and go through the day without transgressing something. Without transgressing something. Saying something that I shouldn't say, doing something that I shouldn't do. Embarrassment. But again, at least if we create a vigilance and an awareness, it at least, even if I can't totally eradicate the presence of interpersonal sin from my life, at least at the end of the day, I could significantly diminish it. All right, we'll stop here.